Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Hablas español?
Sprichst du Deutsch?
Kann du Norsk?
If you used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based techniques teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world, with lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers. Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/Spotify. Spelled BABBEL.com/Spotify. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out. There will be live today. 10A to 2P, YouTube, Odyssey app 94WIP for the midday show. And we got a lot of good to talk about as the Philadelphia Eagles are back on the winning way, back on the winning track. 28-22, a win yesterday in Minnesota over Carson Wentz and the Minnesota Vikings. Eagles move to 5-2 on the season. Loser streak is over. And we can exhale a little bit here and look forward to a season of contention for the Philadelphia Eagles and a defense of the Super Bowl. Let's give out five game balls, the five players I want to highlight after yesterday's victory over the Minnesota Vikings. We start with number one, first and foremost, without question yesterday, is Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback. 19 of 23, 326 yards, three touchdowns, zero interceptions, a 158.3, yes, a perfect passer rating yesterday for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. And I believe yesterday was the best game Jalen has ever had in the NFL as a passer, ever. Limited sacks, no fumbles, no interceptions. Bombing the ball down the field, three touchdowns through the air. Accuracy on major, major plays. And I thought yesterday, he didn't just show accuracy. He didn't just show touch. What he showed yesterday was something that I started to love about Jalen when he first became the Eagles starting quarterback. I thought he played with poise. I thought earlier in his career, he had an ability to dance around the pocket, move, and then throw for big gains. And in the last couple of years, I feel like that stopped, and it more became when he broke the pocket, it was either a sack or a throwaway, and there were very few shots down the field. And I thought yesterday he was able to break out, get away from some pressure, whether it be perceived or real, and find people down the field. I just thought he was spectacular yesterday. Spectacular. That's the kind of game, and I know some people brought up all the two Super Bowls are his best games. Well, he did have turnovers in each of those games. He fumbled the ball in the first Super Bowl against the Chiefs, and he threw an interception last year against the Chiefs. Yesterday was perfection. It was awesome. It reminded me a little bit of the game he played last year in Cincinnati against the Bengals, where he was really, really on top of it. This game kind of reminded me of that, too. It was back and forth. Defense made some plays. Jalen was awesome. And you see the advantage of having Jalen Hurts when you watch the other guy on the other side just consistently making mistakes, consistently making bonehead plays, throws, interceptions, inaccuracy, you know, intentional grounding. I mean, Carson Wentz plays like he's drunk. I mean, he's played like that his entire career. That's the way he plays the position. Jalen does it. Jalen doesn't always, you know, hit the mark. But Jalen Hurts doesn't play like that. And Jalen Hurts yesterday played amazing football. That's the best game I've ever seen him have as a thrower in the National Football League. He's by far number one. He gets the crown yesterday. He is the player of the game. He gets the first game ball. The Eagles would not have won yesterday if Jalen Hurts wasn't their quarterback. He dominated. They needed it. And he earned it today. What a big time performance out of Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Our number two for our game balls this week, we're going to go to Devontae Smith. 9 catches, 183 yards on 11 targets. Of course, the bomb down the middle of the field with a little play action, a little under center. Boom, Devontae called his shot, and he was able to go out and make the play. Devontae Smith is a hell of a player. He is a hell of a player, and his toughness in big moments really stands out. Last week, he would have had a shot touchdown. Jalen missed him on that one. This week, Jalen did not miss him on the shot touchdown. They connected, and there's so much about Devontae Smith that you like as a player. His toughness, his smarts, his physicality, despite his size. He is a football player. He's a Philadelphia football player. He's an ultimate Eagle player. And I love about him is that there's that quiet swagger and confidence. He does it mouth off. He doesn't make things super public when he's frustrated, even though you know he wants the football more. He is about team. He is about the wins. He is about the work, all that. But then once in a while, and it's not often, where they call on him and say, hey, man, we need a huge game. He delivers. And I think my favorite Devontae catches are the ones where he comes back to the football and he cradles it in. And you know he's either going to get popped or he's got to make sure he doesn't drop that football. And he cradles it in and boom, goes to the ground, almost never drops the ball. He is super consistent, even if his overall numbers in the grand scheme of things, maybe at the end of his career won't look super consistent because of the different kinds of teams he plays on, running teams, Jalen, kind of the up and down nature of the passing game, having an agent on the side, it's all part of it. But the guy's putting together a whale of a career. He has been incredible in every facet. I trust him in big moments. I trust him deep down the field. That play yesterday was a little bit like the dagger. in the Super Bowl. Number two, clearly, today. And after yesterday's game, Devontae Smith. And 11 targets is a lot. I mean, yesterday he was featured a big, big, big time amount. I wonder the last time Devontae Smith had 11 targets in a game. It can't be many. You probably have to go back to 2021 when he was the number one option. But since 22, I could probably go try to pull this up right now. I can't imagine there's many games where Devontae Smith had 11 targets in a game. You know, maybe if there was an injury here, AJ went out there. But it just doesn't feel like he gets that many targets. Let's go to game logs in his career and kind of sort through the target share, because that was a good amount of targets yesterday. So he has had, if you include yesterday, that's the eighth game in his career with 11 or more targets. The only times he's had more, he's had 11 four times. He's had 12 or more four different times. And they happened in 22 and 23. One was the Dallas game on Christmas Eve. One was Washington in, ironically, against Carson Wentz in 22. One was New Orleans on New Year's Day 23, but that was a game that Gardner Minshew played. And then one was Pittsburgh on last year. So it's interesting, some of the big Jalen Hurts games. So the last time Jalen Hurts had the is what y'all wanted to see game, that was a big Devontae game. Those two things might be a little more correlated than we think. All right, number three, we cannot leave him out because he was a monster yesterday. That is A.J. Brown. Four catches, 121 yards, two touchdowns. He had the start, he had the end. He had the beginning, he had the end. He had the open, he had the close yesterday. Touchdowns to seal the deal for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start with the first one, the fourth and four. Eagles go for it after about a nine-yard run on third and 13 by Saquon Barkley, and it sets them up to where they're in that manageable. I thought it was a give-up play. I thought it was a give-up play by Sirianni and Petullo. I thought if he got stuffed there for five or less, they were probably going to punt there, but potentially go for a 65-yard field goal in the dome, maybe. But I think it was a give-up play. And Saquon made something out of it, and that led to them saying, all right, you know what, let's just go for it, fourth down, fourth and four. We're kind of in-between territory here. And it reminded me of some of those shots last year. The game right around this time of year in New York against the Giants, where Jalen hit AJ at the left sideline. The game in the NFC Championship game, it's very similar. These plays, these fourth and mediums, fourth and fours, fourth and fives, around that portion of the field where it's a long field goal, but you're obviously not going to punt there. It's become Jalen left sideline, throw it up to A.J. Brown. Let's play a little pitch and catch, jump ball. And on this one, they designed it to where they got a safety slash linebacker hybrid player on A.J. Brown. And it's fine if it's going to be a quick, you know, slant. It's going to be a quick play because, you know, it's not a speed play. The guy could tackle afterwards. They're trying to body up A.J. Brown. I understand the reasoning. And on fourth and four, you figure if you're Minnesota, you're going to get a little pressure. Jalen's not going to have time to bomb it up to the end zone, where clearly A.J. Brown will beat that guy. So I understand what they were trying to do now that you kind of work through the situation. But once Jalen Hurts had the time and once he held the football and waited, then it became, well, this guy can't cover you. Go to the end zone. Boom. And perfect ball, shot play, boom, touchdown. Then late in the game, where they throw it up the seam and AJ does the screaming and yelling in the end zone. I know some people are trying to make it out today that he said something, just throw me the ball. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, if you look at the quote, as people are sharing it out, you might think you hear what is being said there. I don't know. I mean, he's all fired up and screaming. Is he yelling at Jalen Hurts? I don't know. I still think those two have a weird relationship. Even after the game, a lot of high praise from Jalen to Devontae Smith, and you know, didn't say much about A.J. Brown. So that's for another day. For today, we praise the win. We praise the performance. We praise A.J. Brown, who had four catches for 121 yards, two touchdowns. Look, if he can turn four receptions into two touchdowns a week and 121 yards, there will be less complaining. Now, it's not a million targets. He wasn't the number one target share. That was clear to Devontae Smith. But he and Jalen Hurts made good on what they had to work with yesterday. Four for 121 and two touchdowns for A.J. Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing savings. It's easy to use, and you get cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. The brands you love pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
All right, number four, on game balls for yesterday's 28-22 win over the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to go with Jalen Sun, who had the interception return for a touchdown, which really, in essence, was the difference in the game. Now, if you take that touchdown off the board and you play the game out exactly the same, Eagles could still get a field goal to win the game at the end. They probably still would have won because they made plays when they had to, sat on the ball when they had to. So it's not apples to apples, but Eagles won the game by 6, and 7 points are on the board because of Jalen Sun. Big-time play. Carson Wentz never saw him. Great call by Vic Fangio. Good hands by Jalen Sun. And Jalen Sun's one of those guys that has to continue to progress here if the Eagles are going to go where they want to go. There's a lot of reports out there right now. BG's going to come back and help out this pass rush. But, you know, when we head towards the end of the season, if the Eagles are rounding to the kind of form we hope, you know, their best options to rush the quarterback in the month of January still likely will be Nolan Smith and Jalen Hunt. Hunt has not had a great season. He has not been the kind of player I think that a lot of people expected and hoped in his second year. I still think this is a normal trajectory for him. He was a third-round pick, not a high pedigree. I don't look at him as like this enormous future 15-sack guy in the NFL. I think he's a solid player, and if you put him around a lot of other solid players, he can make plays. But yesterday, he showed off his athleticism. That was a big play. And you know, Vic will do this once in a while, as will every coordinator and every defensive coordinator that likes to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Confused offenses and confused quarterbacks. Once in a while, they'll drop their guy into coverage. They'll kind of simulate a blitz or bring someone from somewhere else, and you got to drop. And Wentz never saw him. I mean, he thought he had Jefferson over the middle with nobody there, and it was going to be a catch and run. And Hunt stepped right in front, boom, goes the other way for a big touchdown. Jalex Hunt gets game ball number four for scoring a touchdown. And the fifth one, I was trying to think of where I could go with this. I thought about Brett Toth coming in and doing a decent job at center. On the fly, that's not an easy thing to do. He deserves some credit for that, clearly. Coming in for Cam Jurgens, we'll see how serious his injury is as we move forward. Eagles hosting the Giants on Sunday. But ultimately, I'm going to give it to Cooper DeJean. Cooper has continued to just progress as a star player. And they've asked him to do, from my eyes, a little bit more this year than they did last year, where it was really just play the slot, and do all your good things there in the slot. He's got to line up outside once in a while. He's got to cover outside once in a while. And I think he's going to have to do more of it as the year goes on, unless the Eagles land another corner, because Adoree Jackson, not good, and now hurt with a concussion. Keely Ringo is the weak link on the defense. If it was me, I would ride it out with the young pass rush down the stretch of the season and give Jahad Campbell more reps there and see if Beachy can help and see if you get something out of Ojulari and Uche. And I would go get a corner if I'm Howie Roseman, because I think that second corner is a major, major weakness, and the team is better with Cooper DeJean at slot. But I give Cooper a lot of credit for that play in the end zone. And I know Justin Jefferson put it on himself, and he said he's got to catch the ball and reel it in, not let Cooper kind of arm bar his arm down, which dislodged the football. But you watch that play over and over again. That's a great play by Cooper DeJean, fighting through the play, not just giving up because, oh, he's got the ball in his hand, his feet are down, it's in the end zone. No, if I keep fighting through the play and he doesn't finish the play, that's not a touchdown. He's not a runner going in. He's got to complete the catch. Great, great awareness by Cooper DeJean, playing in front of a bunch of friends and family yesterday, you know, coming over from Iowa. I love that play. It showed the awareness. It showed the toughness. It showed who the football player Cooper DeJean is yesterday in that play. And I think we think a lot of interception in the Super Bowl or big run plays where he makes a big stuff around the line of scrimmage as Cooper DeJean plays. But that's a Cooper DeJean play as well. He gets the fifth game ball in a game decided by a few plays. So the five game balls for the Eagles. Victory over the Minnesota Vikings. Jalen Hurts, perfect passer rating and earned it yesterday. Devontae Smith, 9 catches, 183 yards and 11 targets. A.J. Brown, 4 for 121. Jalex Hunt with an interception return for a touchdown. And Cooper DeJean for that knockdown and knocking the ball to Justin Jefferson's hands in the end zone. Big, big time stuff there from those five Eagles. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.